Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis...
What's St. Louis got?
It's that time of the week. Scott Jagow is joining us in studio along with our news editor, Stuart McMillan.
Yo.
Stu Mac.
Stu Mac. And Megan Lynch. And
yeah, I got to find the bell.
Where's the bell?
Oh, no. Will any of us get the bell this
it is.
Time?
It's over there.
Scott? Oh,
there
it is.
I have the bell. Yeah, I think you probably will.
Okay.
Can I guess now?
No.
We'll just make random guesses. All right.
The zoo.
We are ready with clue number one.
My earliest memory is walking to a park with my father. And I remember on the way, the boulevard leading up to Belle Reve Park. But I remember leaning over and picking up acorns. And I was really tiny. It was a long walk.
I don't know what this is, but I love this lady's voice.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a sweet, sweet lady, it sounds like.
She is. She is delightful to talk to. All right, so that's a first clue.
Yes, she sounds like a great storyteller.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Memories of going to the park.
And acorns. Stepping on acorns.
Acorns.
My great-great-grandfather, when he came here in 1864, he moves to St. Louis during the middle of a civil war when we're still being threatened by Confederate forces. And he needs a job right away. And the first job he got was planting trees in a city park.
Hmm.
Wow.
There's that word again.
Job.
During the Civil War. Hey, buddy, you need to plant trees over here.
City park, is that the...
So we're guessing a place or a person?
Place or person?
No, it's places.
Places, okay.
Places.
City parks.
Plural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm surprised you don't already know this.
Well, I feel like I need to to remove myself from the guessing because I inadvertently had a clue yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, let's continue with
kick her out.
Clue number three.
Even having lost so many beautiful trees, yeah. Forest Park had on the morning of May 16th over 47,000 trees. But we have to remember things that will look bare to us and we'll think, oh, the tornado. Other people will bring in from other parts and they'll say, oh my God, how many trees you've got.
47,000 trees.
That
I did not realize.
Just in Forest Park? Is that what she's
yes.
saying? Wow, not anymore.
And that was on the day of the tornado, but her point is people come here from other cities and they're astonished at how many trees mm-hmm. we have in our places. So even though we're going to have to rebuild in that way, replant a lot of trees, people are still going to be amazed at how many we still have.
I was in O'Fallon Park this week. I don't think there's a single tree left in that park, and I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wow. All right.
Historical trees, places.
All right. Hang on. I got one more.
We have to make sure that our parks are as lush and wonderful as what we inherited. Our civic ancestors gave us this fabulous gift. It's our job to maintain it. And it takes a lot of work. All these friends groups, they're phenomenal.
If you think about all the work that goes into maintaining parks in this city, it's incredible. It's so much work.
And there are so many parks I think people take for granted. No, I don't.
100 in the city.
In the city?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So a lot of neighborhood parks then.
Yes.
Yeah, small neighborhood parks. 100.
That's not including the county. That's just in the city limits, 61 square miles.
All right. So what are we guessing?
Yeah. Okay. An organization?
No, it's a
person? Place?
It's a book.
A book?
Yes. It's a book called St. Louis Parks.
Oh.
And that is Nene Harris, one of the authors of it. She, as you know, Debbie, is she likes to talk.
She's a
talker. She can tell stories. Oh, yeah. But she has a wealth of knowledge about this city.
Absolutely.
And this is all about the city parks. So she goes through each one, tells a little story. She talks about the evolution of the park system here. It's fascinating. It is fascinating. I kept the tape rolling for a long time. So it's going to be a good interview.
It's a 10-hour show.
It might be on Sunday. It might be not only roaming, it could be a part of Three Good Things as well.
All right.
Yeah, it may take over Monday, Total Information AM.
We sat on a blanket at Lafayette Park.
Oh, under a pavilion. I love Lafayette Square so much. And we will hear more.
Sunday morning, 8:20 and 9:20.
By the way, this weekend is the Lafayette Square Spring Home and Garden Tour.
Oh, that's
so
right.
If you want to get into some of those gorgeous houses, this is your weekend.
And look at trees.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.